One of the most important things a parent can teach their child is, are you ready? Are you listening? Impulse control. We're going to talk about that.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and you have those kids that scream right back at you sometimes, unfortunately, if you haven't trained them otherwise, or the hitting, the hitting with their siblings.
Wow, you just went right for it, didn't you?
Well, when I hear impulse control, that's what I think.
But impulse control is everything.
Yeah.
Impulse control is even crying, even temper tantrum, even I want that cookie, I want that cookie, I want that cookie. Impulse control is one of the first things we teach a child that has some of the greatest impacts on the child later on. We had a great event here at Sheridan House. We had a child here named Josh years ago. Great kid. He just had no impulse control. And when he arrived at Sheridan House to live here, he was making all Fs. And we helped him with impulse control. And impulse control means when you're rude to the teacher, we're bringing you home and you're cutting grass back at Sheridan House. When you don't have your homework, we're bringing you home. When you're late to class, we're bringing you home. And you're going to wash windows or cut grass till you get that impulse control down and stop sitting with the idiots and sit up front with the other people to deal with your impulse control. And after 14 months, this boy got it. He absolutely
got it. After 14 months?
14 months. Well, you know, you go to your 12 or 13 without impulse control, and you're in trouble. And so 14 months he got, I mean, he really got it. He got it to the point of a 4.0 on his report card, then left us and went off to high school here in Broward County and graduated with a little over a 4.0, got a full ride to the University of Massachusetts, where he was a preseason All-American on their football team. And he's graduating this next month with a degree in finance, and if there is a draft, the NFL will be picking him up.
Wow.
Now, this is a kid, and when we were called about it, what happened? What did you do with this kid? The first thing that came to mind was impulse control, and the reason it came to mind was I now, as you know, because you're the age of my daughter, and you know my daughter, I have a grandson, and my grandson's almost 2 years old, and I'm watching this awesome little guy deal with impulse control. I want to touch that. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not supposed to. I've been told that's a no, but I want to touch that anyway. And watching us deal, watching Reuben start all over again with impulse control, and it kind of all fits to a question I was asked walking out of a banquet a long time ago, and a couple walked me to the car, and they said, you know, you said at this banquet that the high school years were the best years of your life with your kids. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of putting all this together, and I was talking to them. I said, absolutely, that was true. We dealt with the things we needed to deal with early on, so high school years were an adult internship. It was absolutely awesome. But it really boils down to impulse control, to helping the American child deal with impulse control. America today thinks it's all about education, but there's an education they're missing. You can have all the academics you want and the sports you want, but if you have no clue about impulse control in your life, then all your life's going to be a challenge. All your life, you're going to respond to the instant stimulus around you and really, really, really mess up. Mm-hmm. And so it's one of the most important things we can possibly do is teach our children, set up scenarios to teach them about impulse control.
How do you think culture has helped all of us, not just kids, because we all have impulse control issues?
Absolutely.
But how do you think society has helped us just to lose this control?
Well, I think society picked up pace and gave us instant accessors. You know, that my grandparents didn't have access to the internet to order something on the spot. They really didn't get marketed, you know, when they were my age or your age, and they didn't get catalogs. And so they kind of lived in an environment where you had to take your time and probably didn't have plastic to charge things on. Mm-hmm. And you had to take your time and you kind of had to save up your money to be able to purchase this. And in that process of saving up your money, you began to think, how much do I really want this? Mm-hmm. You know, it's me when my daughter, Tori, was about 12 and we were having Saturday breakfast together and we walked out of a little diner and right next to it was a ladies or girls blouse shop or something. I don't even remember what kind of shop it was, but it had a blouse in the window on sale. And Tori said, oh, I want that. I really, really want that, Daddy. And what she's really saying is, I really, really want you to buy that for me, Daddy. Mm-hmm. And I said to her, you know, honey, you've got money and let's do this. You've got money. We'll go home and get you. Well, why don't you loan me the money? No, let's go home and get your money and we'll come back and buy it. And by the time we got home and she got all excited about it, and she was looking for money and she eventually came downstairs and said, I don't want to go get that. She had time to think about it.
Yeah.
We don't have time to think anymore. And it's not going to be less for our children. It's going to be more for our children.
Yeah.
Our children will be the no paper mail society. They will not get a catalog in the mail. They will not get envelopes in the mail. It'll all be on the big flat screen when you walk in. And because of whatever it is you have in your whatever, your wallet or purse, it all of a sudden comes on for you, asks you questions. do you want to see your mail? Do you want to see your catalogs? Which catalogs do you want to see? Mm-hmm. And everything's there with your face and body in mm-hmm. it, probably made a little thinner. In my case, I'm sure they're going to show me shirts where I'm a little thinner in there. Wow, if I could look like that, I'll buy that shirt.
Right.
And you don't even have to say anything. All you have mm-hmm. to say is, yes, send me that, because it's already wired with your credit number. It won't be a credit card number. Those will be obsolete. Your credit number, mm-hmm. and you give your little personal password into that screen. And so impulse control is going to be absolutely mandatory. But that's the same thing King David had to deal with. He didn't have impulse control. And he said in Psalm 1:1, blessed is the man that doesn't stop, stand, or sit with sinners. Basically, is mm-hmm. a very loose translation of Psalm 1:1. And what he's saying is somebody who walks by, they have impulse control and they walk by. And I really believe that's King David in a direct response to the Bathsheba incident.
Mm.
I should never have stopped. I should never have sat there. I should never have been with her. What happened to me there? Mm-hmm. And so I think one of the most missing things in our culture is the opportunity really to learn as a child impulse control. Because if I don't learn it, without a doubt, somebody sometime later on is going to punish me for a lack of impulse control. Probably the creditors, maybe my first boss, whatever it is. Teaching our children impulse control will help them be great leaders
mm-hmm.
as they go out there. Impulse control also means my mouth and the impulse to say the things I feel like saying, but I should not be saying now. And so instead being quick to listen rather than quick to speak.
So I know you're teaching grandson Reuben how to have impulse control, but I'm thinking of all the homes that have the 8, 9, 10, yeah. 12, 14-year-olds that go at it, and fighting sibling rivalry is huge. So
yes.
I know that's what we're talking about, but realistically, I mean, they're going to fight. I fought when I was a kid, you know?
Well, first of all, grandparents have a special privilege of not having to teach anything if they don't want to.
Absolutely.
And watching my daughter, who is a phenomenal, my daughter has shocked me as a parent. I will say that. Yes.
Awesome.
She was my barbarian. And I honestly can say this. I have never seen a better parent of a young child in her consistency while she's smiling and her consequences while she's smiling. I was terrified when she's 12 years old. And now watching her at 30-something, watching her do this. So it's absolutely amazing. But I think we all have to decide that every area of parenting has impulse control training opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Every area. Whether it's sibling rivalry, and we'll get into some of the absolute details later on, but whatever area we're dealing with, we have to see this is an opportunity. Teaching them to handle money, impulse control opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching them to handle their tongue, their poke their brother or sister, that's impulse control opportunity. And so all of life is a lesson, and we've got to see this as an opportunity to let them be in the arena where they can violate impulse control
mm-hmm.
and practice it and cheer for them. We did not, for instance, in my house with a two-year-old, we did not put everything up at 5 feet high. We did not remove everything. We wanted him to learn the word no.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about the word no as much as it is, but I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
My impulse is to do that. My impulse mm-hmm. is to see that. My impulse in the grocery store when I see the cookies and I all of a sudden realize those are cookies, my impulse is to scream for those and never, ever, ever cave in
mm-hmm.
and show them when you have impulse control, there are rewards in life. When you don't have impulse control, there's consequences in life.
So what are the rewards then? Looking long term, what are some of the reward areas? Because you know what? As parents, sometimes we forget too. We think we have impulse control because we're parents and we have to train up these children. But what might be areas in our life that are the consequences of lack or having impulse?
Or the rewards of impulse control.
Or the rewards, right.
Let me give you a for instance. A mm-hmm. friend and I were together the other day and he said to me, hey, I know what you make. How do you have a second home in North Carolina? I know what you make. The $990 for you as a charity or nonprofit is posted and
mm-hmm.
your salary is posted. How did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
How did you do that house? And I looked across his pocket and I said, let me see your pen. And he took his pen out and it was one of those pens. It was an awesome pen with a mountaintop on it and all these other things and a gold band on it. And I said, what does that pen cost? And he said, you know what that pen costs. And I said, yeah, that pen cost over $100, didn't it? And he said, yeah, it cost over $100. And I said, the pen I have in my pocket is the pen I buy by the box.
Mm-hmm.
Probably about individually costs 49 cents and I buy them by the box. But here's the deal, Eric, let me say this to you. My pen does circles. My pen does a dot. My pen does lines. What does your pen do more than that? I want to know what your pen does. So it wasn't for the function. Well, it writes, but it wasn't for the function. It was because it was an impulse for how it makes you feel. And if you go all through life, purchasing things because it makes me feel better. It makes me feel more valuable. It makes me feel more worthy. And the impulse is it's there. And not only is it there, it's on sale today. Mm-hmm. So I can have the $100 whatever for $69 instead of this. And so I didn't do those things.
Well, what do you say then for someone who can do those things? Okay, you have the ability. You've been saving for a while. You've been waiting for a while. And here's a good opportunity. You can get something
then
you want.
Then do it now or have it later. Do it now or have it later. For instance, I spoke at a company today, mm-hmm. and we were talking about a whole different area of impulse control, but what some of the things we purchase, how they make me feel. Mm-hmm. And I was laughing because a friend of mine picked me up the other day in his brand new Camaro. I have a Chevy Tahoe with 162,000 miles on it. I love my Tahoe, but I really like that Camaro, and I have mm-hmm. no business being in that Camaro. I'm too old to be in the Camaro. Somebody
but
has to help me out.
But if you could afford it?
I could afford it. And if somebody would have to help me out of it every time I got out of the car, but that's not the issue. The issue is have this now mm-hmm. rather than have something bigger later, better, mm-hmm. something that makes sense later. Having a second home is something that makes sense. Not only can I use it, not only can friends use it, but on top of that, it increases in value. It doesn't decrease in value. Mm-hmm. But it's not something that makes me feel anything. Mm-hmm. You know, driving the Camaro, the funny thing about buying a car that you love the looks of, you never get to look at it. You're on the inside.
Right.
Now, let me take it out of the men's realm for a minute.
Okay.
Because a lady came by here the other day and dropped off a massive amount of purses, and apparently they were incredibly, unbelievably $600 and $700 purses.
Wow.
And somebody called me and said, would you come and say thank you for this lady who donated these things to single moms? And I said to her, what are you doing? And one of the ladies just said, these are expensive purses. She said, oh yeah, this one's well over $1,000.
Oh my goodness.
And it was about 8 or 9 or 10 of them. And I know her. She could afford it.
Right.
She said, these became my self-esteem. I got one. I loved it. I wanted it until I saw another one. And because I have no real impulse control, I can afford it. Why did I buy it? Because I can. Mm-hmm. And it became an idol to me mm-hmm. because I wanted it. I need to have it. And it made me feel better, made me feel valuable, made me feel special. And because I'm not a 20-something anymore, it made me feel like I'm still in the game or whatever. Mm-hmm. She didn't say it like that.
Right, right.
But so we all have those things. And because of a lack of impulse control, we think it's going to do something for us. Now, that's in the area of materialism. But I'm convinced one of the reasons this country's in trouble today was because of a lack of impulse control in the area of finances.
Hmm. Home purchasing.
Oh, yeah. Buying things are never going to make us a better person. Impulse control starts in the life of a child and continues the rest of your life. I want this. I have to have this. I have to say this. I have to eat this cookie right now. And I want another cookie right now.
So cookies turn into cars then, huh?
Well, I think if we don't help them learn to wait, my son-in-law has a dog and he's a huge Doberman and he can put a biscuit on that dog's nose and that dog will not take that biscuit till he's given permission. It's astounding
wow.
to me. Adam's dog, Achilles, will sit there and the dog's on his nose. It's frightening how long he makes that dog wait there, but that dog has learned mm-hmm. that he can trust his owner. I need to know as an adult I can trust my owner with what I don't get or shouldn't get or whatever. I need to learn that impulse control. And it's not just, you know, there are some things where impulse control comes into effect that aren't bad things, mm-hmm. but I can make them bad things. But there are things where impulse control or lack of comes into effect that are horrible things.
Mm-hmm.
Pornography, all these other things that start with raising a child that learns impulse control, has a muscle in their mm-hmm. body mm-hmm. that controls their impulses. If not, they're susceptible to any marketer on planet Earth. You would look great in this.
Mm-hmm. And a kid learning kind of to fear mom and dad because they've learned consequences, and that will turn into, you know, I need to fear God.
Yes.
And be careful with what I do because
I need to have a healthy awe of my parents because they're my parents, not my buddy. I need mm-hmm. to have a healthy awe of God, but I also need to be in a system where I realize that when I get a consequence, I asked for this consequence.
Right.
I knew that I was told, if you poke your brother one more time, this is what's going to happen. I knew I was told, if I, whatever it is, whatever behavior it is, there will be a consequence. But there's this lack of discipline inside of me that's pulling me to have to scream or have to do whatever. That's called impulse control. One of the greatest things you will ever give your child is send your child out the door with an understanding of personal impulse control.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. If you want to find out more about Sheridan House and all the ministry services that it offers, as well as resources, a lot of resources, you can find that online at shfm.org. That's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. And you can also hear this program again, send it to a friend, Facebook it, even look at it on your new Android app that's available. All that is online at parentingtoday.org. That's one word, parentingtoday.org.